being, and unfortunately was diagnosed with like an incurable form of cancer about 2 years or so ago. And she encouraged us during the pandemic to just like keep making art, was kind of her wish. Just that was the best way that she felt like we could contribute to humanity and support her. And so I wrote a song called Angie's Blues, which is really like, you know, don't feel bad about me necessarily from her perspective, but also gets into different forms of blues because she's an artist and how she used to take copper and turn it into all magical forms of art as well. And so it's a song that I wrote for her, and we made a video, you know, dedicated to her as well. And she unfortunately passed away a few months ago, and we miss her dearly, but we try to honor her with, you know, all of the beautiful things that we're surrounded by still. So, yeah.
What a great thing to do for somebody to honor someone is to actually write a song about it and shoot a video about them. That's great, because when it comes to death with myself over the last couple of years, I've had a lot of people like, you know, I've lost just like everyone else and just like you yourself. And I always think, well, in the next little while, how will people remember me, and how will, did I make an impact, that sort of thing. And then I always feel, okay, well, once I'm gone, is anyone ever going to remember all the stuff that my dad did before me and other people? And for you to like to write a song about someone and then do a video, I think that's a great tribute to somebody.
Thanks. Yeah, so did we. And the in terms of the video, like, we shot it in the Niagara Gorge, and we just wanted to spend a day in nature because that's, you know, what she would want us to do. So we shot it last November with John Lepp, who's a musician and videographer based in Niagara. And we just went to the gorge because it was a place of like natural beauty and wonder. And we just spent some time there. And then we wanted to do, just like you mentioned before we came on here, just some psychedelic kind of like overlays, just to kind of make it feel otherworldly, right, and that kind of thing. So I was really happy that we did it. And hopefully it's another way to just, you know, honor our friend, and also like the grieving process that we've been going through too. Cause it's just like, you know, how do you make sense of that when you lose somebody at such a young age, and somebody that, you know, was so vibrant and in good health and contributing in all these wonderful ways, you know, to life. So it's just like, it's tough. So yeah, here we are.
Right. But the video itself, it does, there is a lot of vibrancy to it, and the coloring and the movement of within that area that you're walking around. There's a couple shots of it where I kind of got a little uneasy, just because I'm like, oh, the stairs look slippery. I hope he doesn't take a gainer in this.
Yeah, and it was like this cold, brisk morning. And then when we shot the first verse, which is like, the lyrics are like, hot sun kissing my face. Today might be my favorite of all of my days. Today might be the day that all hell breaks loose. But this is not Angie's Blues. Like, the sun just came out in full force. And so we all kind of looked, the three of us looked at each other. We're like, okay, this feels fine for right now, you know?
Right. That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. My special guest right now is Brandon Agnew, who is not John Kirby by any means. And we're talking about his new video and song, a tribute to his friend Angie, Angie's Blues. Just to jump from that subject to another subject, what were you doing out in Newfoundland? I read that you wrote in Newfoundland.
Yeah, so my partner Jess works in film, and she's been working on a film out there called Sweetland for the last month. And then we had some Aeroplan miles, so I jumped on a plane, and then we just spent a week taking in all of the beauty that is Newfoundland. Have you been out there?
Oh, I've been to Newfoundland several thousand times, and every time I regret not going back soon enough.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep that into account. So we spent a week out there and did some road tripping and spent some time at a remote cabin, and people are lovely, and we had great weather and just kind of did some hiking and stuff, and it was great out there.
Now that you're home and you're releasing this video, what type of shows are you looking to do now? Because you and I were joking about, you know, there's nothing worse than a cover gig in a sports bar, where it's like everyone's cheering, but it's not really for you. Are you looking to do any original shows in the area?
Yeah, that's the goal. I played a show at Camp Cataract in Niagara Falls a few weeks ago, which was great. Felt really good. Played with some Niagara musician friends down there, and definitely interested in similar opportunities up here in Hamilton. It's weird. It feels like the landscape has been shifting a little bit too. Like there's been some venues that have been lost.
Right.
Cat and Fiddle and Hollywood and stuff like that. So yeah, interested to see, you know, what is open and available for the fall for something that could be as small as like a songwriter, just me, or, you know, me and bringing some of the guys that I play music with, a duo or a trio. But yeah, definitely wanting to avoid those like play somebody else's music while we have an MMA fight on kind of situations. So yeah. Hey, this is Brandon Agnew. You can watch my new video, Angie's Blues, at my website, brandonagnew.com. And also, Gunner's putting it everywhere on the internet.
Blues from Brandon Agnew. Hey, this is Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music. Saturday, October 9th, Lou and Brody present Bloodshot Bill live at the Casbah. That's going down. It's a licensed all-ages show. Starts at 9 o'clock. Go to the website to find out more information, but it's also the debut of Stacey Case's Glocked and Loaded, plus the Jesse James Medicine Show. And we got two coming up from them. We also have two songs coming up from Bloodshot Bill. Should be a fun rockabilly night, rock and roll nonetheless. So go to the website, find out more information. on all those wonderful things. So what are we going to hear? We got some Bloodshot Bill, Thunder and Lightning, My Little Luckmuck, Lucerta's Room from Jesse, but Drinking Ghosts starting things off. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
It's been 16 years since I left home, 21 since I've seen my wife. I hear she's living down in Birmingham with a brand new husband and a secondhand life. I joined the Navy just to see the new world. I left my home to forget the old. I ended up in Johannesburg. $50 and a tip to be told. I said, once more and never again, I'll turn away from the drink so I can clear my head. But I can't deny a long lost friend, so open up a bottle and drink with the dead. They got a lot to say. Good advice and warnings for a rainy day. Drinking with ghosts won't solve your problems, 'cause they're already gone. Yeah, they're already gone. Drinking with ghosts, just me and my thoughts. Drinking with the ghosts of all the battles I've fought. Drinking with ghosts all by myself. But I'm not alone. No, I'm not alone. And I'm not by myself. We'll be right back.
poke in rec room, and I saw Lucretia there looking real good, moving real cool. She had her hair up like she didn't care much. Saw me standing there trying not to stare much. So I said, "Hey Lulu, didn't mean to interrupt, but what's that dance you do? 'Cause you look so good and you look so cool." She looked up at me with those big brown eyes, never letting the beat pass her by. She said, "Boy, you can call it anything."
what's your name?
October 16th. Here you go, folks. The Corktown 175 Yonge Street here in Hamilton, Ontario. Three iconic rock and roll, hip-hop, begrudging me, Deep Fryer Man on tour, Matt Ellis, B.A. Johnson, Lee Reed, all of it happening at the Corktown. So Matt Ellis and I had a chance to have a little bit of a chat the other day. New album out, Full Moon Fever is the name of it, and it's very Ramone-esque. And you'll catch all of that if you've heard Matt Ellis's music before and in our chat. So it's always great catching up with someone that enthusiastic about rock and roll and music. So and he always has a good little laugh whenever he's telling me little stories, especially about recording in a bathroom. And for some strange reason, I have Lou Molinaro on my mind, asking strange questions that has nothing to do with the actual interview. This is what happens, folks, as you get on in life. Everything gets just a little bit weirder in the brain. So I have that interview coming up with you to close out this half of the hour. Matt Ellis, October 16th with Lee Reed and B.A. Johnson at the Corktown. Check out the interview right now. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, and my next guest is the great Matt Ellis. How's that for an intro, just right off the top?
That sounds good, man. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, man, thanks for taking the time out to do a pre-record via Zoom, pal. I know you're busy with your life, with your kid, the recording, your job, and all the other fun things. And the rest of us schmucky media guys seem to have enough time on our hands to do these things. So I'm glad that you and I get a chance to chat.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I'm just glad, you know, people are interested, and you know, I'm always happy to have a chat about music because I love doing it.
Yeah, well, dude, like before the interview started, I was because I was telling you very quickly. My wife was asking who you were, and I gave her the most vaguest, really vague description of you. She's like, yeah, he used to come up to the radio station, hang out with Lou, talk about rock. He had a bag of CDs and tapes. And last time I saw him, he was on stage, and the stage was blue, and it sounded great. And then we we saw him at Memphis Barbecue. That is not a of someone's musical career by any means. Hilarious though. But actually, the last time you and I chatted was you just released an EP before this one, because right now you're released a Full Moon Fever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way that things kind of happened was when all this COVID stuff started and there was no live music, I went stir crazy pretty fast and I started doing like a solo recording project, and I was releasing them online as like 4-song digital EPs. And originally I just had a drum machine, and everything ended up sort of just changing and evolving, and I did more and more recordings, and you know, after a couple months I ended up with a full album from all the songs from the recording sessions.
Right. On the other ones that you were just describing, I remember some of them being oddly over 2 minutes.
Yeah, there was the whole sort of premise for this project was you know, when people listen to it, if they're punk fans, I'm sure they'll pick up right away that there's like a Ramones influence. They're like the quintessential like meat and potatoes rock and roll band. So when I was doing this project, I was like, you know, I'm gonna have to take what the Ramones did and trim the fat from that, and there's almost no fat to trim. So we go from like 2 minute songs to like a minute, you know, a minute 40 second songs.
Yeah, they're all short and they're tight, and I like the fact that there's about 18 tracks, and there's like one song's like 1 minute and 40, and you get the gist of everything. It's like,
yeah,
it's right there, and then that's it. But trimming the fat from Ramones, what a great line that is.
Well, you know, I think part of it too is that like people nowadays, there's so much going on out there, and there's so much information and music and everything, that when I was releasing these, like originally it wasn't supposed to be an album. I was just putting them online for fun. And I was like, I'm just going to make the songs short and to the point. Somebody can like listen to my EP and it'll be like literally 4 songs in 5 minutes, and you can get everything that I'm trying to say out of that 5 minutes. But, you know, people ended up really liking it. And I think it's a testament to everybody having a short attention span nowadays, myself included.
I don't know, dude. I think having a short attention span right about now is needed with all the nonsense, as you said, that's been going on around us, where we're so absorbed in misinformation and people trying to guide you one way when science says another. And when it comes to music, that sort of thing, trimming the fat on something just to get the gist of it is kind of appreciated about this time. I know I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even though I do catch myself putting on a, you know, 32 minute live version of Dazed and Confused from Led Zeppelin.
That has its time and its place too, right?
It does. But you know, I got to get away from stuff. I got to stop doing that. even the other day when I was working on some stuff, Dark Side of the Moon came up, right? The great Pink Floyd album. And halfway through it, I just stopped working and got up and I got depressed. I'm like, I'm not used to this. This is so like there's voices and these deep meanings, and like I don't want any more of this, right? So but with the Full Moon Fever, the album that you put out, and this harkens back to what you did before, what we were just talking about, the digital is one of the questions when I was talking, when you and I had that big discussion about when you were doing each album, where you did it and how you shot it, like as visually, some were like an ode to a Ramones album at the time, because I said, well, there's one of you in the doorway here and I see this pink thing and this is happening. Like, oh, well, that's a reference to this Ramones album. I'm looking at the Matt Ellis Full Moon Fever. Did you continue with that, or is this just something different?
I did. Yeah. So the reference point for that, and I'm sure some people have noticed it, a lot of Ramones fans, no doubt, but there's an album they released in the 80s. It was called Too Tough to Die. And a lot of people consider it sort of the last classic, you know, Ramones album. It had Tommy Ramone, the original drummer, step back into the fold to produce that album. And it was sort of a return to form for the band. But I've always loved that album. But the one thing about that album that I really connected with was there's a lot of really dark themes going on. And usually the Ramones were sort of like dark with like a, you know, a nod and a wink. And it was kind of like funny. But that album in particular has a lot of really dark end of the world type songs on it. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of those feelings going around right now. And I do have some goofy songs on my album too, but the tone, when you look at the album, it's definitely like a more serious sort of heavy vibe. But yeah, Too Tough to Die is, it's one of my favorites. So I just wanted to sort of pay a little homage to that.
The you, when you were just talking about the earlier stuff, you're talking about you were doing the drums yourself and you're programming them, that sort of thing. On yeah. this one, I noticed that you had Jimmy Vapid come in and do a couple on some drum tracks.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was originally the drum machine was out of necessity because I recorded all of the songs in my apartment, and it was like, you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter and my girlfriend at home. So I set up a recording studio in the washroom. So it's hard to, you can't play full drums in the washroom. So it was, you know, through like my computer with a drum machine and playing guitar in there. So things were manageable. But as the songs evolved, I decided I wanted a real drummer. So Jim actually recorded the songs remotely in Oshawa at his house and ended up sending me the drum tracks so I could mix them into the album. And as well, my friend Kurt, who plays in another band with me called Plastic Heads, he played on a couple tracks that were recorded by Jim and sent to me. And then I played drums on two songs, and I don't usually play drums, but seeing as how it's the end of the world and everybody has, you know, lockdown time, I decided to take a couple days to record a couple drum tracks just to mix it up and try something new.
If you're listening to Steel City Music, I am your host, Gunnar. My special guest right now is Matt Ellis. He has a new album out called Full Moon Fever. I was calling it Blue Moon Fever just because of all the blue that I keep seeing from the album right now. In my brain, full disclosure, I started turning into Lou Molinaro because when you said that you were in the washroom recording the drums on the drum machine, but then you got Jimmy, in my brain, I turned into Lou and was thinking, how did he get Jimmy in the bathtub?
Yeah, it's a small washroom too.
Yeah, you know, like it's just, it's like, I'm thinking like Lou Molinaro. Lou would think that and ask that. Well, how did you get Jimmy in the bathroom? You know, it's like, stay on point. Okay, so yeah, the album's out now, 18 tracks, and it's all got that bum, 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 bum music to it, like that vibe, that energy, which has been reminiscent through everything that you've been putting out. You have a show coming up, though, with two iconic musicians here in Hamilton, Ontario, the great Lee Reed and B.A. Johnson, which he's on tour. For some reason, he can't figure out how to do a Zoom call and work his prior at the same time in the van. So, but it's a triple bill. It's a lot of fun. And I've known you've done shows with those cats before at the St. Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? This is my first show back too. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's been easily the longest I've gone without playing live music. And it's just great to be doing a show with friends at the Corktown. And just sort of, I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, but it definitely feels like things are moving in the right direction. And, you know, I'm happy to be able to perform again. So, yeah.
That's the gist of it. I've been talking to a lot of different musicians and people are happy that they've pretty much been reiterating what you've been saying. Yeah, we're still kind of in a situation here, but there's some light happening.
Yeah, right now. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and I understand some people might not even feel comfortable. And, you know, people will probably tell me after the fact, like, oh, I wanted to come out, but I just didn't feel comfortable going to a bar. And like, that's fine. Like I can do. And like, you know, it's everybody has their own comfort levels. And, you know, I waited for a long time. I was very cautious and I got my two vaxes. And, you know, for me personally, it's just at the point where I'm like, you know, this is a big part of it's not the only part of my life, but it's a big part. And it's something I need to sort of, you know, for myself to be happy. And I know a lot of other people, whether they're playing or they're a fan of music, it's the same way. And I'm glad that people, if they're feeling comfortable, that we're getting back to that point again.
October 16th, the Corktown, Lee Reed, B.A. Johnson. Now that I've plugged that again, I'm happy you're doing it at the Corktown, and nothing against any of the other clubs around town, but to me, because of my age group, when I was a kid, seeing when I was 18, 19, going to the core town and seeing a punk rock band coming out of Westdale High School. And you see all these different bands, you know, the Dick Van Dykes, you know, and then as in my 20s, and it's this like, you know, the Wet Spots out of Hamilton, that sort of stuff. It means a lot to me to see rock and roll on that stage again. So it's kind of like, well, I'm really happy you made that choice to do it there.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I've been to a couple shows there. I've never played there before. When I first moved to Hamilton, before I moved to Hamilton, I'd gone to a couple shows there, and it's, you know, it's sort of, an iconic venue, and I'm happy to be going there and playing. I mean, for a long time, this St. Hollywood was my home base. I still live right around the corner from the bar. If I had a better throw, I could hit the building with a rock from my apartment.
Yeah. You know what? I like the new tenants. I like the fact that it's a skate shop.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm so happy about that. I know this, I shouldn't say something like this, but I am so happy it's not a cafe.
I know.
Nothing against cafes, but it's just like, at least can you just give me something that's kind of cool?
Yeah, the building is still there too, which is good. I was really scared they were going to knock it down and put in another condo or something like that.
Yeah, we don't need any more condos, you know, but a skate shop on the corner, because it has a bit of cred to it, and you just never know when it could open up again into a music venue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's, you know what, it is great that there's other clubs in the city that we have that we can play, and you know, I have a lot of respect for the owners of clubs and restaurants and bars that have weathered the storm and are still, you know, looking forward, because it's been a really challenging time. I myself, for a long time, we mentioned earlier, like I worked in the restaurant industry, and I jumped ship just because things are so unstable the last little while. So I'm excited that a lot of these rock clubs have held on and they're ready to get back at it.
Man, I can't wait till you hit the stage on October 16th at the Court Town with the grumpy old man Lee Reed, and I should say the curmudgeon man Lee Reed, and the human deep fryer that is B.A. Johnson.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to it. It's great to be playing with a bunch of other Hamilton cats, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, and it's going to be a really good day. Hey, how's it going? This is Matt Ellis. Feel free to check out my new album, Full Moon Fever. It's available on Bandcamp and all other streaming platforms. Also, check me out with B.A. Johnson and Lee Reed at the Corktown, October 16th, the return of live music. I'm excited, and I hope to see you there. Nothing to do and I'm out of work. I'm living my life like some kind of jerk. Well, take a little trip. I'm blasting off in my outer spaceship. DFT is good for me. DFT is good for me. DFT is good for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Blew off all my dinner plans. I'd rather go talk to aliens. Living on Earth is such a bore. So pass me the pipe, I want some more. DFT is good for me. DFT.
6 minutes of shit living, you flip switch dipshits. Ain't got time for the real life. Finest minds arrive to conclusion, designed to soothe you. Science and illusion to boost your immunities against dudes who use truth from YouTube loops and deducing, dude. I get it, don't need the mood of phonetic or all of the effort, the data you're checking. Vatican record, matter of ethics. Lizard people keeping us pets, deep in a mess, steeped, heaped in conjecture. Don't test it, untested state, wrecked it. Our destinies invested in this mess. I'm a pessimist, messing with stats and evidence against messianic Methodists. It's like Exodus, but Moses with weapons, roaming frozen meat sections in Texas. Text your selection, you're bad at the data collection, mad at your spending, status suspended. Said send the troops, boosting morale for bootlickers, pals at the KK corral. Kerplow, the West is fucking wild now. Rock a vest for protection, also for style. Hey y'all, it's hard to get it, but don't forget how you're living in the pain that might get hurt, y'all. It's just beginning, but don't forget how you're living in the pain that might get hurt, y'all. Don't you forgive them, man. Don't forget how they living in the pain that might get hurt, y'all. It's hard to get it, but don't forget how you're living. With no cheap meat, the peeps in the streets would demand to speak with McMayor. Fix the conveyor, we want six McRich sandwich for the price of one. Till this pandemic's done, fun cheeseburger bun solutions and I drink foods for large groups of looters. I'm part Marx and part John Luke in the booth, talking truth in my full space commie suit, dude. Too many folks that ain't coping, and a dose of the soma's about the best they could hope for. Hopeless, the whole social bargain's broken. Overcharging these folks for their homes, yo. Four walls, a roof of your own, yo. TV, phone, a fridge, a stove. Most of your take home, sacrifice the basics. Life, they take you ripen in your prime, climbing a vine to financial crisis. Jesus, minimum monthly Christ, would you leave me alone? I cannot afford to be recorded anymore for quality assurance. I'm in a furnace, I'm koalas burning. I'm the fall of modernity, dur. Modernity, scary, canned meats and freeze-dried berries, trying to survive real life sci-fi. Hey y'all, it's hard to get it, but don't forget how you're living in a pandemic. Hey y'all, it's just beginning, but don't forget how you're living in a pandemic. Hey y'all, don't you forgive them, man. Don't forget how they living in a pandemic. Hey y'all, it's hard to get it, but don't forget how you're living, how they living, how you living.
I got to live, kid.
We will survive.
I got to live, kid.
We will survive.
I got to live, kid.
We will survive.
I got to live, kid.
In the night like a thief shit. Crisis capital, COVID-19 shit. Renters fear it, they eye full of tears. It's them renters leering, sticking us with spears in. Yeah, or by the sword, by the knife, the landlord gorge, taking twice or thrice of this slice out of your check. Got hand round your neck, man. Stand in direct plans of feeding your fam, sit. Damn it, economically we bleed and we bear the brunt of the COVID-19 and every investment sector's getting wrecked and landlords still expect to cash your check. Check, check, you could protect that investment for landlords. That's more important than your medicine. Whether you weather it or if your kid fed again, landlords got no fucks for your betterment. You get it yet? We gotta seize the means, man. Flip the script through COVID-19 and the market stop, dry bark to spark it. Pop that bubble on them housing costs and start this, spark this. Talk to your neighbor, man. Collectivize in response with your neighbor, man. State won't save you. Folks left to scrape by. Save for the basic foods on they plates.
Face it, chase it, dream a better dream. To get the most post-COVID-19. Tell your bosses, fuck back to normal. Landlords, catch more nutsack to gargle. Awful, markets are dark as shit, lost in. No precedent or lesson from before it. The precipice at the edge of the drop. Keep your rent, landlords can fuck off. And aw shit, they go for cops and bosses. And any motherfucker out here posting profit. Crisis capital, the shock fucking doctrine. Officers got robots building your coffin. Aw shit, watch this, Rona got the plot. Condoning the motives of the ownership. Rotting that hold on economy. Gold all gotten from the homes all stolen. Bought and resold again. Oh shit, notice how landlords are getting like 3/4 of folks pandemic benefit checks. With threats and letters they sign this settlement. Fines getting leveled all the time in the tenements. It's evident they wanna make us bleed and to pay the cost of the COVID-19 and the housing market propped up by losses. Working class folk back broke for bosses and all shit. The normal that they want in back is just 2 step back to 1 step from collapsing. Capitalists insist they got a path. Catch us at the back yelling fuck that Jack. With the shit in all cap. Facts, stats, and all that. Coming in masks and all black. Catch us at the back yelling, fuck that. Hold up, with your wages the moment, yo. Check the road, it's a long, long way to go. Smell the roses, petrol, and overthrow. New day dawn, and it's the new normal. Hold up, with your wages the moment, yo. Check the road, it's a long, long way to go. Smell the roses, petrol, and overthrow. New day dawning, it's the new normal. Hold up, with your wages the moment, yo. Check the road, it's a long, long way to go. Smell the roses, petrol, and overthrow. New day dawning, it's the new normal. It's the new normal. It's the new normal. Get your new normal. It's the new normal. This is like now. This is like now.
All right, well, back to the almost eternal Iggy Pop discography. Your first solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way. Before I made that record, I was a street person in L.A., basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems, and drinking, and general carousing, you know. So at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that, and it was really timely that he suggested basically 2 things, getting out of L.A., and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you. No.
Really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something like that. So it was a good stroke, you know.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Let's rock and roll, yeah!
You wanna see Van Halen? Ask yourself, is Sammy Hagar singing? If David Lee Roth is singing? The answer is yes. You wanna see Van Halen? You wanna eat these mushrooms? Ask yourself, we gonna see Van Halen? Ask yourself, is David Lee Roth singing? The answer's yes.
Yeah.
You wanna eat these mushrooms? We're all gonna jail, except
Fuchsia? Is it Budweiser stage? Is it Mosfet Amphitheater? I don't know where I am, but I know I'm freaking out. In Toronto tonight, David Lee Roth speaks to me personally. Pete runs away from security guards no one can see. I'm hanging on by the thinnest of thin, 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 thin thread. Are these $20 beers the only thing keeping me sane? Or are they making me more deranged in the membrane? We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Made some mistakes, so tonight,
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 tonight.
We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Made some mistakes, so tonight,
tonight,
tonight. As Pete runs off into the sunset, as fast as he can, I realize I may never have to look at Pete's pasty face like ever again. As I look up in the cosmos, I realize I am one with the universe, and I am one with David Lee Roth. I'm having a perfect transcendent moment at Van Halen tonight. We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Made some mistakes, so tonight,
Wednesday and I'm down at BK in the drive-thru, grabbing some Whoppers, tell the kids no mayonnaise. I get home 10 minutes later and I open up my sack. My Whoppers are swimming in mayonnaise and I have to drive back. Fuck your mayonnaise. Drive through, we got beef for days. Drive through, fuck those teenagers, fuck that crew. Got a beef at the drive through, got a beef at the drive through. Big Mary Mondays, you know me, I get a Big Mary. And on the side, I get gravy and wedges. I don't mess with Mary Brown fries. When I get home 10 minutes later and open up my sack. No gravy inside, no wedges. You gave me fries. Where my wedges, Mary Browns? Don't want your fries. You let me down without the gravy. I can't show them down, Mary Browns. Let me down, Mary Browns. Let me down. Gotta be back. Drive through, my order's not true. Gotta beef at the drive through, my order's not true. Gotta beef at the drive through, drive through, beef. Gotta beef at the drive through. Go to Timmy's for something to eat. I can't get up to the drive through, cars are backed out in the street. I have to pull an actual parking lot, actually leave my seat. Walk 15 steps inside the Timmy's for something they reheat. We got beef. Fuck you Timmy's, I gotta beef. Fuck you Taco Time, I gotta beef. Fuck you Harvey's, I gotta beef. Gotta beef at the drive-thru, my order's not true. Drive-thru.
This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
I thought, that is a way to get through the summer. If I could collect some of these people that I had shambling around with me, we could perhaps mount an attack on a stage and, like, actually get paid.
You're listening to Steel City Music.